It was Easter, and I was 12 years old. And I was allowed to spend the Easter holiday with my mother and her husband. He wasn't my stepfather, and my sister. And they lived in a small flat in Southall, a one-bedroom flat. So I went home for Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. It's the first time I'd ever spent any length of time with her. And I hated it. First of all, it was so small. After living in this big school, and my sister and I just didn't get along. And the three of us sleeping at my mother, my sister and I sleeping in the same bed. And I couldn't wait to get back to school with everybody and everything that I knew. And I remember, and the thing that really got to me, my sister and I were playing outside, and there were some other kids around. And they taunted me by saying, "Oh, you know, we haven't seen you before. Where have you been? You're not her sister. You're adopted. Why are you adopted?" And it hurt. They were so cruel, they couldn't understand. So I couldn't wait to get back to school. When I got back to school, the headmaster, Mr. Gilbertson, called me down to his office and he wanted to know, "Well, how did things go?" And I said, "Well, all right." And she said, "Well, you have to make a decision. You have to decide who you want to live with when you're 15, when you leave school. Do you want to live with your real mother? Or do you want to go to your foster parents?" And it really wasn't an option because my foster parents were quite elderly. They were well into their 60s when they got me, and I was the last of the 12. And I learned that they died pretty soon after that. "So do you want to live with your real mother? You can't live with your foster parents because they're too elderly, and taking on a 15-year-old girl is really not a good idea. So we'll have to find another foster family for you, or you could even join the military if you wanted to." They were taking young people. "So decide what you want to do and let us know as soon as possible, and you have to decide by the time you're 15.